With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Drug takes genetic risk out of type 2 diabetes. Researchers now show in 50 patients that a drug called Yohimbine can successfully treat type 2 diabetes in patients with a genetic risk variant. The findings offer evidence that it may be possible to halt diabetes progression by blocking the expression of proteins produced by risk genes. Lifestyle factors like inactivity and extra weight are thought to trigger type 2 diabetes, but certain genes can shape disease susceptibility and severity. All type 2 diabetes patients have problems with insulin secretion, but roughly 40% of patients express a gene and protein called alpha-2-AAR that increases sensitivity to stress hormones, in particular, adrenaline. The patients aren't more stressed per se, but the extra amounts of adrenaline they get affect the body's ability to secrete insulin. A previous study published a few years ago in Science first linked alpha-2-AAR to reduced insulin secretion. Mind-controlled prosthetic arms that work in daily life are now a reality. For the first time, robotic prostheses controlled via implanted neuromuscular interfaces have become a clinical reality. A new bone-anchored implant system gives patients new opportunity in their daily lives and professional activities. The new technology is based on a titanium implant surgically inserted into the bone and becomes fixated to it by a process known as osseointegration. Electrodes are implanted in the nerves and muscles as the interfaces to the biological control system. These electrodes record signals which are transmitted to the prosthesis, where the signals are decoded and translated into motion. In January 2013, a Swedish arm amputee was the first person in the world to receive the prosthesis with a direct connection to bone, nerves, and muscles. An article about this achievement and its long-term stability will now be published in the Science Translational Medicine Journal. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. What 20 years of research on cannabis use has taught us. In the past 20 years, recreational cannabis use has grown tremendously, becoming almost as common as tobacco use among adolescents and young adults, and so has the research evidence. A new review in the scientific journal Addiction sets out the latest information on the effects of cannabis use on mental and physical health. The key conclusions are cannabis does not produce fatal overdoses. Driving while cannabis intoxicated doubles the risk of a car crash. This risk increases if users are also alcohol intoxicated. Cannabis use during pregnancy slightly reduces birth weight of the baby. Regular cannabis users double their risk of experiencing psychotic symptoms and disorders, especially if they have a personal or family history of psychotic disorders, and if they start using cannabis in their mid-teens. Regular adolescent cannabis users have lower educational attainment than non-using peers, but we still don't know whether that link is causal. Regular cannabis use that begins in adolescence and continues throughout young adulthood appear to produce intellectual impairments, but the mechanism and reversibility of the impairment is unclear. Regular cannabis use in adolescence approximately doubles the risk of being diagnosed with schizophrenia or reporting psychotic symptoms in adulthood. Regular cannabis smokers have a higher risk of developing chronic bronchitis, and cannabis smoking by middle-aged adults probably increases the risk of myocardial infarction. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio Live, listen to past Superhuman episodes in our archive section, and connect with other Superhuman listeners from around the world in our forum section. Again, that's superhumanradio.com. Check it out now.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means I'm joined by my co-host, Ken O'Neill, for the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. And I think it's appropriate to use an old quote. Rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Ken O'Neill, how are you?
I'm doing well, Carl.
The audience may not know, because not everybody spends time on Facebook, the audience may not know what happened to you last week. Can we just give a brief description of what happened last week, and then we'll move on to the topic of the show?
All right, because we're going to talk about it in a second hour next week, right?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Okay. What happened last Saturday morning was I got up thinking I was having an extreme allergy response in my bronchia. In fact, I was having a heart attack. Within an hour, I was in a hospital in a surgical room, and I died twice. And I was resuscitated, and stents were put in, and I'm in recovery now.
Okay.
And the paradox is, how could somebody that in the healthy aging phenotype experience that? We'll talk more about that.
Yes,
in a
later
episode.
A later show, right. But let's get underway with the topic at hand. The name of today's show is Homo Noeticus, and would you introduce our guest, please?
I'm happy to introduce John White. John White has been in the field that we can loosely call consciousness research, transpersonal development, higher human development, going back over 40 years. He's worked with former Apollo 14 astronaut and Institute of Noetic Sciences founder Edgar Mitchell, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. John's list of achievements reads as a contemporary case of what we used to call a Renaissance man. He's got his fingers in a lot of pies and doing very well with it. He's an author. How did I meet John? That's the interesting story. Through Frank Zane. He's worked with Frank over the years. So those of you that have enjoyed our discussions with Frank and with Michael Murphy and others in this emerging area of consciousness, as it applies to peak performance, to development of the dormant human potential. Welcome, John White, another astronaut of inner space. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ken. Thank you for that lovely intro.
So where do you want to start, Ken?
Well, I'd like John to fill us in on the – I'm lost. His pedigree, his list of accomplishments is so rich and varied. I'd like John to boil it down to a few bullets and fill them in a bit so we have a sense of his broad spectrum and what it's focused on.
Okay, happy to do so, Ken. You're calling today's program Homo Noeticus. That's a term I created back in the early 1970s. At the time, I was working with Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell. to set up a research institute. He had gone to the moon and back, and while he was going to and from the moon, he conducted an ESP experiment in telepathy, which was recorded by people here on Earth and then studied by parapsychologists. They found it, there was a 3,000-to-1 odds against chance that the people who were receiving the telepathic images he was sending could do so accurately. Now, that was the public. When that made the news, there was international attention given to it, because at the same time, the Soviet Union was experimenting with psychic discoveries. In fact, there was a best-selling book at the time called Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain. Well, so many people were interested that they came to Edgar and said, we'd like to give you some money to help you set up a research institute to study consciousness and mind the way NASA studied space travel. And he was all for that. So he needed some employees, and I happened to be the first one he contacted, because we had known each other maybe half a year. He knew my skills and my interests. So I joined him to become Director of Communications and Education for the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which is presently located in Petaluma, California. And if anybody's interested in knowing more, you can go online to the Institute of Noetic Sciences, or IONS.com.
Just to interrupt a second, former president of IONS, Marilyn Schlitz, is an upcoming guest in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, terrific. Wonderful. Well, we started the other aspect of Edgar Mitchell's Apollo 14 lunar trip was a spontaneous religious experience, totally unexpected on his part. But as he was resting on the way back, looking at the porthole, he was gazing at the planet and had an epiphany that he had been very concerned about man's inhumanity to man and all the trouble and hassle among peoples of the planet. He was deeply concerned about that, and as he gazed at the planet itself in its natural state, it occurred to him that there were no boundaries or borders between nations drawn on the planet. Those were arbitrary constructs among people. He had a sense of the oneness of all creation. That's the uni part in universe. Uni means one or unified. So that was a second impetus for him to start this research organization. And over the years, it has continued to do its work, and I've continued to be associated with Edgar in a variety of ways. When we were just setting up the organization, Edgar wanted to name it, but he didn't have anything really clearly in mind for it. Institute, science, things of that sort. I suggested the word noetic because it was neutral. It didn't carry a lot of baggage like New Age or psychic or something like that. Noetic comes from the Greek nous, N-O-U-S, meaning higher mind or higher state of consciousness. And it is the term which Plato used to write and speak about the state of mind that can perceive the unity of the cosmos. So he liked that. We created the term Institute of Noetic Sciences, and that's been going ever since.
So John, you were the first person, or you were in the group, the first group to ever coin the term noetic in this way?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Well, I want to give recognition to a deceased consciousness researcher named Charles Muzes, who published the Journal for the Study of Consciousness. Charles Muzes was the one who brought the term noetic forth from the ancient Greek. And it began to be circulated in this small journal, the Journal for the Study of Consciousness.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. This is the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Ken O'Neill is here. He has risen. And he's with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Jerry has to say about Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time working in my yard, and a lot of aches and pains develop from that. And it doesn't happen anymore because of Relief Factor. I take it, and when I get up in the morning, there's no pain. And I try to get everyone I know to get started because I know it can help them. Plus, my son, who's 43 years old, has shoulder pain all the time. At least he had shoulder pain all the time until I got him started. I tell everyone I meet who has aches and pains to try Relief Factor. It sure worked for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you great greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Bud Jeffries, strongman extraordinaire, joined Superhuman Radio. For those of you who don't know this, October used to be anti-bullying month before it was hijacked by breast cancer awareness. And Bud Jeffries travels all over the country speaking to kids at school level. From his position of being one of the strongest men in the world, to say being strong actually means not bullying, and that only weak people bully. We're going to talk about that later in the show. It's a very, very important message. Right now, I'm here with my co-host and partner in crime, Ken O'Neill, and we're talking with John White. So, Ken, I'm sorry, I had to take that break, and I knew you wanted to go someplace with the next question.
Well, I first want to comment. I love the word noetic. I'm glad it was introduced. I find it refreshing in that I can talk about things that, if I use standard terminology, would raise hackles. I use noetic as one of the three pillars of trans-evolutionary fitness, in the sense that the mind is our next frontier. And to that end, John, why don't you jump in and tell us what the guiding image and content of Homo noeticus means?
Sure, happy to, Ken. I have to ask the listeners to take a long voyage with me back in time to about 6 billion years ago. That's when our forebears, the first proto-humans, stood erect in the African plains. That was the beginning of humanity, 6 million years ago, with these small creatures called Australopithecus. They had a brain the size of perhaps half the size of ours today. And clearly they were different because they walked erect. Now, as we progress in time, coming forward to today, we find evolution producing more hominid forms, which are not only different biologically, but different psychologically as well. Each one is characterized by a distinct advance in consciousness itself. The brain is not the same as the mind, but they obviously interact. And when we go forward in time, looking at all these ancestors of ours, we find that, well, let's go forward real quickly to Neanderthal. They were the first, or the last species before modern humans emerged. Neanderthal had tools, fire, clothing, etc. But about 40,000 years ago, they disappeared because a new species arose. That was called Cro-Magnon. A Cro-Magnon was clearly a superior form of humanity. It had art, it had funerals, it had mathematics, it had tools and weapons far more sophisticated than Neanderthal. But if you compare them anatomically, the bones and the muscles are pretty much the same. The difference was in their minds, in their consciousness. We, Homo sapiens, succeeded Cro-Magnon. And so if you look at the vast sweep of human evolution, it seems to me that it is characterized best as the evolution of consciousness. The evolution of consciousness. And if evolution is still underway, which every indication says is so, then we can look into the future at that form of humanity which will surpass Homo sapiens. That's what Homo noeticus is. Homo noeticus will be someone who is characterized by a radically different state of consciousness. Now, there are those among us, and I count myself as one, who are already Homo noeticus. But we're not predominant. There's still a lot of the old states of consciousness from earlier evolution hanging around the planet, operating in people, and it accounts for the many, many forms of suffering and crime and violence which we read about and see in the daily news. Homo noeticus will be, when it is predominant on the planet, Homo noeticus will be the basis of true global society based on universal peace and wisdom and love. Those will characterize human life at that time. And my estimate is that it will take a couple hundred years before Homo noeticus is truly predominant on the planet. But you will know that Homo noeticus has assumed control of the planet and is operating globally by the absence of war, by the absence of violence, yes, by the absence of bullying, by the absence of crime, all the things, the vast spectrum of man's inhumanity to man, which makes for so much suffering among us today, will be gone. Now, that's not the end of human evolution. I see states of consciousness characterizing still further forms of higher human development. But for the moment, I'll say that Homo noeticus is the next form of human evolution.
The problem is that not enough people put enough meaning and gravity into the idea that the mind plays such a large role in the direction. And that's the hard part to convey. I almost feel like I've said this before on the show as it relates to nutrition and illness, the epidemic of illness today, that there's a thinning of the herd. We've had massive deaths as a result of plagues in the past, which have led to renaissances. We don't have that now, but what we do have is a slow thinning of the herd due to chronic disease. And perhaps maybe 500-700 years from now, the people who are here on the planet will be much more enlightened about a lot of these things, including noetics. I want you to think about that because we have to take a break, I'm being told. I want you to think about that when we come back on the other side. Do we see a renaissance, and how far out is it? We're talking with John White.
Well, I certainly have some remarks to make there.
Okay, good. And my co-host, Ken O'Neill, stay tuned. You're listening to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Mill today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Myself, Ken O'Neill, being joined by John White, talking about Homo noeticus, the future of mankind and womankind, and kind men and kind women, too. Let's flip that one around. So what do you think about that, John? Is there a renaissance out there somewhere in the future of more enlightened people in all areas about real nutrition, real health, real longevity, and exceeding what we think today is the total capacity of humankind?
Yes, there is. I see that as coming strongly because we are physical, mental, and spiritual. Of course, the highest is the spiritual dimension of humanity. And in exploring spirituality, we come upon the phenomenon called enlightenment. Now, enlightenment is that state which sees divinity in all things and all things in divinity, or God, if you will. But the human potential is to grow on a self-directed basis in body, mind, and spirit. And that message is getting out thanks to programs like yours. I'm delighted to see this happening. It's been coming very strongly since the 1970s. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to find enlightenment in a bottle of pills, but it does mean you're getting deeper knowledge about your own physiology and how that relates to your mental states and, most of all, to character development. The qualities which will be most important for Homo noeticus are character development and value realization.
Right.
Those will be the guiding keys. But I see this happening on a vastly accelerated basis since our first ancestors stood erect on the African plain 6 million years ago. The changes in human culture and human consciousness just in the last several hundred years are just extraordinary, absolutely mind-boggling. Just for example, until 1812 or so, no human being, since our first ancestors stood erect 6 million years ago, had ever gone faster than the speed of a horse. But the locomotive, the steam engine, was invented, and back in 1812, I believe it was, there was a race between a horse-drawn carriage and a locomotive. The locomotive won, and for the first time in 6 million years, human beings had exceeded the speed of a horse. Now, fast forward from there, in less than a century, the Wright brothers were flying. We had broken the bonds of gravity. And from 1903, when the first flight took place at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, with the Wright brothers, it was less than 70 years before man was landing on the moon. I mean, the acceleration of technology and science and the application of reason is just breathtaking.
But hasn't that impaired the actual precepts of noetics? When you think about, you know, we're such slaves to fragmented thought and connectivity. There's very little mindfulness. There's very little focus. There's very little depth in people's thoughts any longer. Thoughts are more like farts than they are than thoughts.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. It is sad that people haven't, in large numbers, truly realized their own potential for self-directed growth in body, mind, and spirit. But technology can assist all that. We don't.
It seems to me that what we have to come to grips with is context. At the time Ed Mitchell was starting IONS in Saratoga, California, down the road in Menlo Park, California, the man that was to become his successor, Willis Harmon, together with Oliver Markley, under a Kettering Foundation grant, wrote The Changing Image of Man. They brought Joseph Campbell, Margaret Mead, and Ashley Montague into the project, and Jonas Salk almost joined. The work held. And it's an underground classic. You can get it online as a PDF these days. The work held that the dominant paradigms of the major cultures of our world had all created immense problems that threaten planetary survival and perpetuity, be it terrorist attacks, nuclear poker, environmental crises, all these things that our major paradigms, which means us, have created yet cannot solve. The problem is not, the solution is not within the problem. Now, ironically, Harmon went on to chair Noetic Sciences until his death in the late 90s, bringing together the understanding that we're in a time of crisis and opportunity. In the early 80s, when Gene Houston and Al Wang were the first time ever co-chairs of the Association for Humanistic Psychology, the theme of AHS that year was Wang's writing two characters in Chinese that are called a binome, two characters that become one word. The word was opportunity. The characters were joining together of crisis and potential. Now get that. On the one hand, we're looking at Homo noeticus as our potential within a time of unprecedented crises, a crisis that seems to have grown deeper if we're to believe Elizabeth Kohler's The Sixth Extinction, which holds that up to now, the planet has been faced with five near extinctions due to alien external influences. The sixth crisis of extinction that we're currently facing is us. We're doing it. We're asleep at the wheel. Now, my contention is that the real issue in Homo Noeticus is enlightenment, which is an abstract noun, considered as a verb. Gnosis in the Western languages, Satori in Zen, both words mean birth of an understanding. What keeps us from actualizing our potential is that our understanding of life is taken for granted. It's asleep at the wheel, and it's the dominant paradigms of our time that are fragmented, short-term, and we don't know how to think beyond them in a way that we identify with them. How do I know this? I went through a big gnosis this weekend. I died twice. I woke up saying, well, you know, I've followed training and other things that are convenient to my likes and where my tastes and habits find them inconvenient, I cheat. Well, I nearly killed myself. I could say I had a heart attack. No, I didn't have a heart attack. I nearly killed myself. And that is what we are doing collectively as humans. I think we need a gnosis, one of those turning around in the seat of consciousness experiences that we can't retrogress from, knowing that life is our fundamental value. I've talked too much. That's my two cents.
Well, and that those are all great, I mean, observations that you can't have unless you've gone through something like you've just gone through. You know, I recognize...
That's not true. Our education doesn't include sensitivity training to the dire mess we're in.
Well, but
wait a minute. Our education, our media lulls us into perpetual groupthink and hypnosis.
I recognize there are things that I do that I know I shouldn't do, but I find ways to justify them, as you point out. But I guess the real call to action is understanding that that type of thinking has a price. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have John White comment on your comments. You're listening to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Whey isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's whey isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl Recommends today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Transevolutionary Fitness Radio here at Superhuman Radio. Okay, Ken.
John, this was quite a mouthful I just delivered. And I think it's only appropriate to ask for your addition, your response.
I'm here, Ken. I'm contemplating what I might say. Homo noeticus is my vision of the next stage of human evolution, but it's not mine alone, and I certainly wasn't the first to come upon it. There are many others over the years who have likewise projected the course of human evolution on the basis of the evolution of consciousness itself. And it seems to me that the end point of all noetic research is the discovery of God. I don't mean the anthropomorphic God of the televangelists. I mean the primal intelligence which is directing the entire cosmos, including human evolution. It seems to me that human evolution is guided or directed, if you will. There is a purpose to us going through all these gyrations throughout history. What we see is always, from an emergency, there is emergence. A new and higher form of human life comes onto the planet, and that is where the tide of human affairs is going right now. I think Homo noeticus will be the next stage of human evolution, and it will be clear that we're there by the absence of war and genocide, crime, etc. But there are stages of higher human development even beyond that. And eventually you will see here on planet Earth a race of people whom we have seen foreshadowed by great spiritual teachers such as Buddha and Jesus and the founders of religions and sacred traditions. That is where we are going, and that is where we are growing.
I might add, I grew up in Northern California. And by the time I had come of age, IONS was starting, Esalen had started. In much of my life, what you're calling Homo noeticus, names, identifies, gives an image of our possible becoming to what was the discussion going on for years. Esalen called it the dormant human potential. I think IONS joined in talking about human potentialities and so on. Some called it God. Some talked about it, evolution waking up to itself through human intelligence evolving to a point where it became self-knowing. We're on that track.
We are taking charge of our own evolution, and through programs such as the one we're on right now, that information is being disseminated below the radar, so to speak, that we see portrayed in the evening news of death and destruction and war and genocide.
We've done something different with it here, and it's being done on purpose. We're in a crisis right now with respect to something called health care. We have a system of disease care. And in a way, this is aimed at being an application of evolutionary transformationalist noeticus thinking to a practical issue confronting us. I'm increasingly moving away from even talking about health care toward a more evolutionary use of life care, because in evolution, transmitting of life through healthy genetics is the name of the game. And I don't think our social genetics are doing a very good job of that. So the focus is here on life.
Yes, and ancient practices have now come forward and are gaining ground around the planet at the level of everyday ordinary life, such as meditation, such as yoga, such as various physical disciplines. I take a look at that in my book, The Meeting of Science and Spirit.
A very good book. I recommend everyone read.
What's that, Ken?
I recommend everyone out there get a copy and read it. It's a very good book.
Thank you. It's available on Amazon, The Meeting of Science and Spirit. But the important thing is that there are undercurrents to human life around the planet now, which are counteracting the misery and the suffering and the unhappiness being produced by archaic consciousness operating in people, especially in the political and governmental realms. So I am hopeful that there will be a better world. My sainted mother used to say, there will never be a better world until there are better people in it. And the place to start building better people is with yourself. I don't dispute her statement. I think it's very wise, and I share it with the listeners for whatever value it may have for them.
I think that counts as wisdom.
I think so.
Right, and it is the acquisition of wisdom which human life is all about. We are growing to a state which would be characterized by the compassion and the wisdom of spiritual teachers such as Buddha and Jesus. Can you imagine what life on planet Earth would be like if the human species were characterized by people equivalent in consciousness to a Buddha and to a Jesus? That would be heaven on earth in its most literal, stark fashion.
Oh, if there was just one-tenth of that awareness, forget about achieving that level of awareness and enlightenment. Just one-tenth of that level of awareness and enlightenment would change the world.
Move that over for a minute in imagination to healthcare, starting with yourself. Most of us are alienated by educational deficits from having a modicum of idea of what what it feels like to be healthy, what we need to know about our health care. That puts us in a position of a total absence of compassion and love for ourself. Ourself is made a stranger, an alien.
Yes. The abbreviation MD does not stand for medical deity, and doctors do have their shortcomings in areas of knowledge. But thankfully, people such as you are bringing forth ancient ways of cultivating body, mind, and spirit, and so we have alternative medicine, which is going sometimes head-to-head, sometimes in a complementary fashion. And I'm hopeful that we will see emerging a better health care system and educational system, physical culture system, and spiritual awareness will be the basis on which that takes place and moves forward.
Let's go ahead and plug books and stuff for John. Obviously, list some of the books, John, that people can find on Amazon.com that you've written.
Okay, I mentioned The Meeting of Science and Spirit. I have a book called A Practical Guide to Death and Dying, which is a system I developed for helping people to overcome the fear of their own mortality and to embrace life, including death, because death is not the end of one's life. It's only a transition into other states of being, and people need to understand that and explore it and internalize it so that they can accelerate their own growth. I have a number of short booklets which you can find if you go to Amazon and call up my name. These are chapters of a forthcoming book I'm working on called Enlightenment 101. Ah. Subtitle is A Guide to God Realization and Higher Human Culture. So we've been talking about personal development, but when it gets so widespread, you will see human culture itself changing, because culture is a reflection of consciousness. As individuals change their consciousness, that will change human culture.
Ken, let's go ahead and plug your website, which is
transevolutionaryfitness.com.
For people who want to reach out to you and work with you, they can go there.
And, yes, we've got room for individual consultations, private training.
We are going to end this episode of Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio now. Thank John White for joining us. It's been very, very enlightening. The discussion has been very, very forward-leaning. I hope that people think about what's been spoken about today. This is not something you can just listen to one time and feel
That's
comfortable
right.
with. You've got to find the connection within your own soul to these types of concepts. John, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thank you, John.
My pleasure.
Take
okay,
care.
Okay, guys.
Take care. All right, and Ken, of course, it's great to have you here, and we will be seeing and hearing more of you on Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thanks.
Okay. And then we're going to take one quick commercial break. News at the top of the hour, and Bud Jeffries is going to join us, and the discussion is going to be very, very lively. I can promise you that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Pure, you can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Drug takes genetic risk out of type 2 diabetes. Researchers now show in 50 patients that a drug called Yohimbine can successfully treat type 2 diabetes in patients with a genetic risk variant. The findings offer evidence that it may be possible to halt diabetes progression by blocking the expression of proteins produced by risk genes. Lifestyle factors like inactivity and extra weight are thought to trigger type 2 diabetes. But certain genes can shape disease susceptibility and severity. All type 2 diabetes patients have problems with insulin secretion, but roughly 40% of patients express a gene and protein called alpha-2-AAR that increases sensitivity to stress hormones, in particular, adrenaline. The patients aren't more stressed per se, but the extra amounts of adrenaline they get affect the body's ability to secrete insulin. A previous study published a few years ago in Science first linked alpha-2-AAR to reduced insulin secretion. Mind-controlled prosthetic arms that work in daily life are now a reality. For the first time, robotic prostheses controlled via implanted neuromuscular interfaces have become a clinical reality. A new bone-anchored implant system gives patients new opportunity in their daily lives and professional activities. The new technology is based on a titanium implant surgically inserted into the bone and becomes fixated to it by a process known as osseointegration. Electrodes are implanted in the nerves and muscles as the interfaces to the biological control system. These electrodes record signals which are transmitted to the prosthesis, where the signals are decoded and translated into motion. In January 2013, a Swedish arm amputee was the first person in the world to receive the prosthesis with a direct connection to bone, nerves, and muscles. An article about this achievement and its long-term stability will now be published in the Science Translational Medicine Journal. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. What 20 years of research on cannabis use has taught us. In the past 20 years, recreational cannabis use has grown tremendously, becoming almost as common as tobacco use among adolescents and young adults. And so has the research evidence. A new review in the scientific journal Addiction sets out the latest information on the effects of cannabis use on mental and physical health. The key conclusions are cannabis does not produce fatal overdoses. Driving while cannabis intoxicated doubles the risk of a car crash. This risk increases if users are also alcohol intoxicated. Cannabis use during pregnancy slightly reduces birth weight of the baby. Regular cannabis users double their risk of experiencing psychotic symptoms and disorders, especially if they have a personal or family history of psychotic disorders, and if they start using cannabis in their mid-teens. Regular adolescent cannabis users have lower educational attainment than non-using peers, but we still don't know whether that link is causal. Regular cannabis use that begins in adolescence and continues throughout young adulthood appear to produce intellectual impairments, but the mechanism and reversibility of the impairment is unclear. Regular cannabis use in adolescents approximately doubles the risk of being diagnosed with schizophrenia or reporting psychotic symptoms in adulthood. Regular cannabis smokers have a higher risk of developing chronic bronchitis, and cannabis smoking by middle-aged adults probably increases the risk of myocardial infarction. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio Live, listen to past Superhuman episodes in our archive section, and connect with other Superhuman listeners from around the world in our forum section. Again, that's superhumanradio.com. Check it out now.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. October is a popular month, and as such, way before October became Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it was Anti-Domestic Violence and Anti-Bullying Month, and my next guest knows a little something about teaching people not to be bullies, and that's Bud Jeffries. How you doing, Bud?
I'm doing good, Carl. Good. I'm glad to talk to you. Glad to be back on the show, man. We love the show.
You know, you have single-handedly taken this on in a way that nobody else has done in the country. Everybody talks about bullying. They like to get on the news. They like to point at bullies. They like to point at people who've been bullied. But in my humble opinion, you're one of the few people that's actually said, you know what? There's a way to solve this problem, but you got to do it in a hands-on way. And what even got you started? Were you bullied when you were a kid? What happened?
Well, yeah, you know, I think if you really look at pretty much everybody, I mean, at one point or another, they've experienced some type of bullying behavior. Now, bullying in modern America has some very specific guidelines. Usually it has some legal specific guidelines, but the whole thing is cross-sectionally across the country a giant gray area as to who defines it as what, and blah, it just changes from state to state and that whole thing, so that's a giant mess. But yeah, I mean, I got bullied as a kid. I got, you know, if you know anything about my story, man, you know, you
no,
you
well,
do
we
call,
don't, we
don't.
Tell your story to the audience, because I don't think anybody knows it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I've survived. I've had an amazing life, not through my own, just through being blessed, because I should have died at least 3 times, man. I mean, I should never have been born. All these doctors said this. And anyway, at 5 years old, I had a car accident. And I ended up, I stepped in front of a van. I got hit by a van. It crushed my hip, fractured my skull, put me in the hospital for months, put me in a body cast for 3 months. And I had to totally start over, learn to walk again, learn to do this whole thing. And so here's what happened to me, man. I'm in this cast. I can't move at all, and they're giving me these drugs, corticosteroids and stuff, to put your bones back together and to, you know, inflammation and all this stuff. So I go from being a skinny little kid to it's like I woke up 4 months later as a fat kid.
Yeah.
And because in 3 months I wore that body cast, my body weight doubled. From the inactivity and from the drugs and all the stuff that was going on and just the entire process. So I woke up as a fat kid who couldn't walk. And so I had to start learning to walk again. Well, long term, that ends up being this huge blessing in disguise, because it opens my mind to athletics and strength. And I started in martial arts to get rehabilitated, to get flexible and moving and that kind of thing. And that opens my mind to strength and those things later. And that's how I end up later on, through a huge series of events, plays into me becoming a strong man. But so I end up being this, a kid who's way overweight, and so I get picked on for that all the time, man. I get picked on, and get picked on, and in a lot of the ways that bullies like to pick on people is because it's an easy target, because you look different, because you are a little bit different, and because, it's unfortunate, but the way our culture works is sort of you got to catch in schools, you got to catch the kid in the middle of doing something to do anything. So it's easy for a bully to just walk up, do something, walk away, and the kid who's been victimized is left with this aftermath, which can't really prove it because it's just that they have this huge problem separating what's social interaction and what's bullying.
Right, right.
And a lot of times,
I think a lot of times people, not the parents, but people in general, don't want to go, they go, oh, well, he was just kidding around, because nobody really wants to have to enforce this, because it becomes becomes a big deal then. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, I was bullied for the same reasons. Up until I was 14, I was close to 200 pounds already. Right. I wore glasses. My mother's friends used to always say that I would have made a pretty girl. You know, that really makes a young boy feel good. And I remember, I mean, the incident that came to mind when you started talking was, I remember one day getting off the bus, we had a bus pass and I took the bus to and from school when I got older, when I was in like sixth and seventh grade. I remember coming home one day without my sneakers on and my mother said, "Where's your sneakers?" I said, "Some kid on the bus took them. This kid wanted my sneakers." He says, "Give me your sneakers." I was like, "No." And he pushed me down. He took my sneakers off. I walked home in the socks that day. So.
Oh, wow.
I think we all have been bullied. You're right. And there's no doubt about it. But there's some people that it hurts more than others. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like anything else. There's an individual reaction. And it's on the individual's personal psychological makeup. It's on how they're taught to handle things. A lot of it is, home parenting and that kind of thing. That's such a huge issue because, bullying is learned behavior and it's learned from somewhere. So, it's culturally learned, but it's also, the truth is, bullies are bullies most of the time because they're learning that behavior at home. And so there's that as well, and it's absolutely different from different person. Some people, depending on how you're taught to deal with things or how you personally are just made up, some people brush it off, no big deal.
Right.
And some people, it's crushing, man. I mean, and some people turn it into a good thing. I think for me it turned into a good thing because it kind of drove me to get strong and do a lot of other things. But some people, it does the opposite, and it just literally crushes their psyche, and they never learn to get past it. In fact, I know people who are full-on grown-up adults today who are walking around carrying the psychological scars of those things, and they just never get past it.
And it's kind of like the vampire syndrome. Once bitten, you bite. A lot of people who have been bullied when they were young, they start to act out and bully other people later on. It could be their kids and their wife, or it could be their husband and their kids, because women are capable of bullying too, by the way.
Absolutely.
It's not a male thing. But clearly, a lot of times, once bitten, now you all of a sudden you decide, I'm going to see what it feels like to be that person. I'm going to be the strong one. I'm going to bully people.
Right. Well, because you're taught that, first of all, if somebody bullies you and then they get away with it, you're taught that, well, it's okay to do. And then you're taught, bullying is all about fear. It's about pushing somebody else around by creating some kind of a fear, either, verbally, emotionally, psychologically, or sometimes physically, people often find that, well, okay, they think that they're going to overcome it by being the person who puts fear into somebody else. But truthfully, that's just as damaging in the long run. Those people are never happy, never, never right, never okay as far as having a truly useful, peaceful life. For a lot of people, that gets into an out-of-control thing. I mean, then that's where you end up. You talked about domestic violence, and, you end up really growing into some real issues for people, man, if it's not something that really people get past.
Well, and there's another phenomenon, too. Bullies may not act out physically, but they develop certain personalities. A lot of people are attracted to physical culture because they were bullied. It's the kicked sand in my face phenomenon that we used to see in the comic books on the back that used to sell the workout magazines. The scrawny guy gets sand kicked in his face. The muscular guy leaves with his girlfriend. The guy comes back bigger and better the next year and knocks the other guy down and takes his girlfriend back. So a lot of guys think, I'm going to be intimidating. I'm going to be a muscular monster. When people look at me, they're going to fear me. And that becomes a very, very sad existence for a person to be that type of a person, because ultimately everybody wants to get along and be kind and be liked, but they end up in this fortress that becomes their body. And I actually call it the pit bull phenomenon. You know, there's a lot of people out there who feel weak, so they buy a pit bull, which unfortunately gives the pit bull the wrong reputation, because they want to be feared. They want to be walking with the pit bull. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's actually why, part of why I do this, and why I do, is because we are stereotypically muscular guys, or, you know, are stereotypically the physical pit bull.
Thank you for calling me muscular, but that's so much for including me in that group. That was nice of you.
Well, I mean, seriously, because walking around as a large, muscular human gives you a certain stereotype. People think, whether you're walking around with a smile on your face or not, that you're just mean, because you're we've been given that stereotype. Same as a pit bull is thought to be violent simply because it's that breed. It's exactly the same thing. Or you're thought to be lack of intelligence or lack of empathy toward other people, or you're only interested in the physical things. And the reality is there's some amazing muscular marvels out there who are also intellectuals. They, you know, they have an amazing family. They have amazing internal and intellectual lives. And I think people need to be taught that physical strength is not the moniker of violence. Physical strength should be the absolute opposite of it. It's the idea that physical strength is the last resort in protecting people from violence. But because I am a large guy, I have a platform to take advantage to talk to people and say, hey, listen, I'm the guy who you look at and you stereotypically think I must be a bully and I'm a reformed bully or whatever. That people think that. They ask me that question all the time, and that's not the case. I was never a bully, but I understand that people so think that about me just by my physical appearance.
Right, right.
And they get the idea that physical strength is all about that. And I want to teach people that it's not.
Let's take
and
a quick
look. The reality is most schools today teach, you know, most schools today, physical bullying is not really even the biggest problem anymore. It's mostly psychological. There's a lot of cyberbullying. You talk about, you know, women can be bullies too. Most schools tell me that they have more problems with girls than they do with boys, and that it's meaner than with girls than it is with boys.
Hey, bud, let's take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Bud Jeffries travels all over the country speaking to school-age children and, when necessary, adults about bullying. And his approach is unique. A combination of strongman exhibition and discussion makes people see and understand that only the strongest people are not bullies. It's the weak people who are bullies. You know what I used to say to my kids? When you know something in your heart, absolutely, you don't have to prove it to anybody. You know your name. Do you have to tell people, oh, my name is Carl, 1,000 times? You know your name. You say it once, you're done with it. People who have to go out there and put themselves out there as being tough and mean, generally they're not tough and mean. Just like people who always try to portray themselves as being wealthy. Typically they're living in apartments, driving expensive cars that they can't afford. Strong people don't bully. Weak people bully. That's the bottom line. That's a fact, okay? Now, the website is called StrongerMan.com. I love it. And you can see some of Bud Jeffries' information there, his articles, his strength conditioning programs that he offers, but also you can reach out to him and have him come to your local event and speak about bullying. It's an important topic. So talk about when you travel, you go to a school, give us a snapshot of what the kids see, feel, and hear.
Well, I normally, you know, I go in and shows last. Most schools, because of the way they're set up, we usually roll about 45 minutes. Depends on what's going on. And you know what? I come in, it's just me and the show, but I do as much audience participation as possible. And we try to set up to work within the attention span of the normal human or kid. Okay? And they talk about adults having better attention spans, and that's not true. And they talk about kids having short attention spans, and that's not true if you get their attention. Okay, so what I do is I usually go in and I speak to them and I'm very plain and upfront. I tell them who I am, where I'm from, what the deal's gonna be, and that I'm a strong man. I explain what a strong man is and I show them a few things. And I try to teach them a little bit about the history of physical culture. I show them during the show I'll do 5 to 6 strength feats. I bend some spikes, usually drive a nail through a board with my hand. I have a couple of kind of signature feats to me, one of which is I'll pick a person out of the audience, usually a teacher that's around 150 pounds, and I'll press them overhead with one arm. And then I may rotate some other feats around. I did one last year where I pulled two teachers out of the crowd, and I would have them both grab a barbell. I'll stand up with them on my back and then spin around.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool feat. And I also teach them about the science behind what's going on, because I want them to understand that I'm not just this. I ask them questions. What do you see when you look at me? You see somebody who's probably a bully because I'm big, right? Or you see somebody who you think isn't smart or doesn't use the same things you study every day in school to be a strong man. But I tell them that there's a lot of math and science behind what I do, and here's how the math and science figures into bending a spike, and here's how it figures into driving a nail through a board, and here's the lever arms and what that multiplies out to mathematically and the amount of pressure my body absorbs when I spin around with 400 pounds on my back or when I spin around or when I push a person overhead. And it actually mathematically is kind of astounding. The spinning feat will generate between 5,000 to 10,000 rotational pounds of force.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. I actually had to go to a physics teacher to have that figured out. It's actually very complicated math as well. But it's very cool. And then I talked to him about, you know what, you don't have to be a victim and you don't have to victimize anybody else.
Do you ask anybody in the crowd if they've been bullied?
Absolutely.
And when the hands go up, what do you say to them?
I usually just ask it as a question. I want to know, tell me if you've ever been bullied. And I ask some other questions very specifically about cyberbullying because of the openness of our kids at that, because that's such a huge problem.
Right.
And it's overwhelming the amount of people who raise their hand that they have been bullied. And especially even the involvement of our kids in the technological world today is unbelievable, even down to 5 and 6 year olds.
Yeah, I know. Sad. Very, very sad. So when these kids do say they've been bullied, do you ever tell them the stories about how you were bullied?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tell them that. I tell them that you can, you know, just because it happens to you, it doesn't have to be a life-ending, life-changing thing. You can get past it. You can be strong enough to get past it, or you can be strong enough to change the situation.
So when these kids see you do these amazing feats of strength, you're a big guy, and also you're not just a big guy, but I mean, I see you doing one-handed handstand push-ups, full scorpion push-ups. I mean, you're agile as well as big. When these kids see you up there, and then the group breaks up, are they allowed to approach you and talk to you one-on-one, or do the teachers hurry them back to their classes?
Well, it just depends on the moment schedule-wise with the school. If they're on a tight schedule, then they run them back to class. But I'm always open to that, and probably 50% of the time they let, you know, depending on, you know, not everybody. I mean, the assemblies run between 300 to 500 kids usually in an assembly, and so not everybody. But, yeah, they usually bring a class up, and I talk to them, or, you know, people come up and ask me questions. A lot of times they come out of the crowd and tell me stories about, hey, you know, I've been bullied, and this is what's happening to me. And back, even teachers a lot of times will come up and tell me that, hey, we're dealing with that.
It's got to be heart-wrenching.
Oh, it can be. It absolutely can be. I mean, there, you know, and it feels for me. I mean, I'm a guy who's a naturally protective kind of a guy, and I see little kids being hurt by idiocy, and that, you know, that kind of steams me up. That's not a cool thing. But then you also see some stuff where you see kids stand up for other kids, you know, and hopefully that's the whole idea, is to inspire them that, hey, you know. And here's what I tell them, as much as the adults here are helping you, you have to be the one who takes control of your social environment. You have to be the guy brave enough to stand up and be a friend to somebody else and brave enough to tell somebody else, hey, stop treating other people like that. That's not cool. We're not going to put up with that around here. And you can legislate that all you want from a teaching or from a school board perspective or whatever, but if you haven't created a culture within the kids themselves to help them both stand up for each other and to treat them and tell them, you know, I've always finished the show with this. I make them kind of stand up and do a little thing with me or whatever, where we flex and kind of, you know, just as a fun thing or whatever. But I have them say this because I want them to say something positive about themselves as well as a thing that really helps them. And I say to them, you are strong enough to be nice. So I make them say, I am strong enough to be nice. And that's that's one of the big messages, is you strength is a, can be a thing that gives you the ability to not be afraid of other people and to just be nice to them. And that's how we all really want to be treated.
Yeah.
So why not, you know, teach our kids that?
Well, a lot of people think that fear equates to respect. You know, we see a word in the streets, at least when I grew up, you know, of, oh, you disrespected me because you didn't fear me. You disrespected me. And fear and respect are very, very different things, as is kindness and weakness. Another thing is that too often in the street, if you're kind, people immediately think you're weak. But they're very, very different things. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Bud Jeffries. His website is strongerman.com. If you have a function with children and you would like to talk about bullying, Bud Jeffries is the guy to do it. He does it in a different way. It's not about psychology. It's about being human. And he brings all his humanists to the stage, and kids fall in love with him, and then they want to be like him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
If you've got aches and pains that keep you from doing the things you love, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
In 1953, I was in a sawmill accident. In the hospital, they cleaned out the wound and stitched me up and sent me home without taking an x-ray. I limped for 60 years. I listened to Dr. Mixon on the radio when I decided to order it, and 4 days later, after I received it, I couldn't believe it. For the first time in 60 years, I can walk without limping. I encourage anybody with pain to do yourself a favor and do what I did, order the product. It could work for you just like it did for me.
Relief Factor helps the body heal by itself naturally. For more information or to order the special 2-week quick start for only $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. You'll see testimonials that will simply amaze you. Get the pain relief you need now by ordering the 2-week quick start for only $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, I just had a stupid thought. I'm sure it's a stupid thought, but you should have those rubber band bracelets made, WWBD, what would Bud do, to get kids to wear. So when they see bullying, you know, they've got the it reminds them, what would Bud do in a case like this, you know? But I think a lot of the people out there who attribute that acronym to a more Christian message, right, may feel offended, but I just think it's interesting. I even see a video of a chip off the old block, Noah Jeffries, yep, bending a nail while succumbing to the ALS bucket challenge.
Yep.
I wonder if the ice cold water actually helped him bend the nail faster.
He had a my sister's husband did that for me. He was off helping him out, and he did the challenge. We've been challenged to do that, and so he jumped up and did it. And he actually said it actually kind of made it tougher. He actually purposely had him pour it slow so he would bend the nail during the entire thing instead of just dumping the bucket and do it. But, yeah, that's a pretty rowdy thing to be able to maintain the ability to do that contraction while you're getting that cold water.
How heavy? But, how heavy are those two tombstones you have underneath one underneath on each arm?
They're 200 plus pounds apiece.
Man, and you're doing farmers walks with that stuff, huh?
Yeah, I did. I was just goofing off, doing a little video to see what Phil. See if I could. I wanted to see if I could lift both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And walk around a little bit and see what's going on there. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm into is anything that will broaden the horizons of strength or give you true ultimate functionality, you know, as well as actually build, you know, usable real-world muscle.
How much do you weigh now, bud?
I'm running about 285, 290 these days now. And, you know, if people don't know my story also, in the last few years, I lost 100 pounds about 4 years ago, and I've maintained that 100-pound weight loss for 4 years.
Wow. Now, and, you do a one-hand inverted push-up, a handstand push-up, but you use the wall to tether you. But still, that's a lot of weight on one arm, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Now, hold on. Now, let me clarify.
Okay.
Let me be straight here. Okay. I'm doing a one-hand handstand, and I'm working toward a full one-arm handstand push-up.
Okay.
To my knowledge, no human being on the planet has done a legitimate power style one-arm military handstand push-up, okay? What has been done is a gymnastic style, which is essentially a kip or a jerk
right.
to come out off of that. But nobody my size at 285 or 290 pounds has done it. I'm working on doing it, but I haven't gotten the one-arm handstand push-up. I have, however, done about 25 or 30 different variations of the one-arm push-up, and about 15 of which I've never seen another human do.
Right. In fact, you have that's available on your website. That's
yes,
actually
sir.
Available as a training program on your website, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What about so after you give one of your speeches at a school, have you ever been contacted by the school later on and given an example of how your discussion influenced the direction of a bullying event?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you tell some stories?
And people, you know, well, I got things where that I've had teachers call me or say, you know, hey, we had that going on in class, and then our class literally stood up and said, hey, we had that where one kid was picking on another all the time. We had other kids come out of the class and say, and literally go to the bully and say, hey, we're not going to do that, and that's not okay. And, you know, and I've also had a bunch of kids contact me and say, hey, you know, I've been bullied, but I stood up to them, or I've been bullied, but now I feel like I'm going to be okay. You know, if kids need somebody to give them hope, man. You know, kids, they just need that. They need somebody to give them hope. And it's one of the most gratifying things in the world to me. And also, I'll tell you what else is one of the funniest ones, is I've got probably 400 drawings from kids that have been mailed to me over the last couple of years where the kids in the class will go back and then draw one of their assignments is to draw what did you see in the show? What did you learn from the show?
Right.
And it's some of the most hilarious stuff in the world, man.
Like what do they remember about you that they draw? I got to hear this.
Just
what?
Crazy stuff, man. They'll remember, you know, like I'll be weirdly like from a perspective, I'll be 10 foot tall in the perspective of the drawing, or they'll be I almost always finish the show with this is a big one that comes on a lot. I almost finish the show with I have a teacher get up on a ladder and drop a bowling ball on my stomach.
Really?
As the finish to the show. Yeah, well, because I tell kids about that. That's about conquering fear.
Right.
And that, you know, and that I do that because it is a fearful thing to do, but you don't have to be afraid. And it makes a great illustration. Man, they draw that, and the ladder will be like 30 foot tall in the it's only a 6 foot or 8 foot tall ladder, but you know that when they draw it, the ladder or the ball. I've seen kids draw the bowling ball. The bowling ball has spikes for some reason, or the you know. I mean,
that's funny. What age groups are the most receptive? And do you ever speak to kids in high school? And if so, are they as receptive?
I do everything up to everybody from kindergarten all the way up through high school. It doesn't matter. I actually find they're all receptive because I try to tailor things differently for different age groups. A lot of that, to be honest, is the conditioning. You can tell. I'll be honest with you. I can tell within 3 minutes of walking into the school how pretty much all accuracy, 90% of the time, how the kids are going to be as far as their receptiveness or as far as how the shows are going to be from the adults running the school.
Yeah.
The leadership in the school is just absolutely key in how the kids are going to behave, how receptive they are. High school kids, you once in a while, you get, and it's just our, this is a cultural thing with us. You get kids who are jaded to the point that they can't, it's not okay for them to like anything. They're too cool to like anything. However, those same kids often in the middle of the show will break down. You can see that wall break down, or you can,
right.
They'll come to you after and say, yeah, I didn't think this was going to be okay, but you really said something that, you know, made it. Because truth is, everybody wants to hear that. Every age group is just a little bit different. Is a little bit, you know, the little kids or elementary school kids are just starry eyed. They're, you know, they're blown away usually by a lot of stuff, that kind of thing. They're just amazed. Middle school kids are real inquisitive. Oh, what does that do? What you know? But middle school is a big one that's real receptive, because they're at an age where it really has gotten. They're at a critical crossing age from being a little kid to going into a teenager.
Right.
And that's a time period where a lot of kids are really, really struggling with that. And it's kind of a setup for how their high school experience is going to be. And so that's a real receptive age, too.
Have you ever been asked to speak to an adult group?
Oh, absolutely. I've done once in a while, the schools will bring me in to speak to the parent nights, to speak to the adults or speak to, you know... because adults need to hear it too, and the truth is, you need to be, you know, as an adult, you need to be involved in your kid's life, you need to be figuring it out, and it needs to be a balanced thing. So a lot of people will, you know, a lot of people in the world will, there's a meme that goes around right now that says we should stop messing with people about bullying, because bullying's always been around, and we're just teaching kids to be weak, and that's not true. That is absolutely not true. Bullying has changed. Bullying has been around, always will be around, it's not going to go away, it's part of human nature. However... it's a different world, especially with the technological advances and the way that our children react to things now. And we
well, and you know what? You know what else, too? You know what else? The pain of bullying depends on the stage in which it takes place. So if you're bullied in front of three or four people, and those three or four people are actually good friends of yours, which is often the case, they will make exceptions. They know that guy is a jerk and you're really cool, and the bullying doesn't stick as bad. But when you're bullied on the world stage and something
yep.
goes viral and people who don't even know you are making judgment calls about you, that it has a gravity of in and of itself.
Absolutely does. Well, and that's actually one of the analogies I make is people ask me that all the time. Well, do you really think it's different? Well, yes, the technology has made it very different because, okay, exactly what you just said. Bullying that happened 25, 30 years ago often was, you know, on the playground, in the gym, three or four people standing around, that kind of thing. Now it happens, and it's on Facebook in 3 minutes.
Right.
And it's on, you know, whatever, Instagram or whatever the,
and you're,
the
and you're
social
complete,
media that happens
yeah.
to be popular right there.
Yeah,
that's
you're
right.
completely humiliated on a world stage today as opposed to in front of four people in gym class. So
yeah, which kids are not equipped to handle.
No.
You know, and it also creates this, you know, it creates a social disconnect that we really is a real problem. For instance, I'm sure you've seen this. I've had this happen a ton. People feel free on the internet to say absolutely anything that they wouldn't have the guts to say face to face.
Absolutely. They call it keyboard cowboys for a reason.
That's right.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I've got questions about parents. When we come back, we're talking with Bud Jeffries, strongman extraordinaire, and the right person. If you have bullying in your school, go to strongerman.com, reach out to Bud Jeffries, have him come and talk to your group or your class or your school today. We'll be right back.
Plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Ruck Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Bud Jeffries. His website is strongerman.com. Bud travels all around the country speaking to groups about bullying. He has an imposing demeanor, but he is a gentle giant, and it proves the point that the strongest people in the world also are some of the kindest and most considerate people in the world. And it's the weak ones that tend to bully other people. Let's talk about parents for a second, because there's an interesting dynamic when, I would imagine, I'm assuming, there's an interesting dynamic when somebody like you steps into a room of parents whose children have already met you and seen you and maybe even gone home and talked about, Bud Jeffries did this, Dad. Bud Jeffries did that, Mom. You ever have any fathers who have the hair on the back of their neck up and they want to prove that they're big and strong and tough too?
Once in a while. Not usually. Once in a while. But I've kind of gotten, you know, I've done this so much for so long. I've gotten pretty good at disarming people about that particular thing. And I've also gotten, you know, if you've ever been, everybody has an uncle who bench presses 3,000 pounds.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's got that, you know, uncle or whatever. And I've heard that story so many million times, and I just chuckle and let it go. And I've hit a place in my life where, you know what, you can challenge me all you want, but I'm intimidated by nothing anymore. It just is not going to happen.
There's right.
No, you know, but yeah, once in a while you get that, and a lot of times you get incredulous, you know, well, like my son gets this worse than me now, especially because he's so incredibly strong at bending steel, but he's not a big guy,
right?
Comparatively,
so there's got to be a trick to it. There's got to be a trick.
And absolutely, there's got to be. There's got to be a trick. Oh, you're really
there's
a
special
magician.
Nails.
You're
there's special nails, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and which I actually go above and beyond. I purposely do that because I believe in the old school honorable strongman tradition, and a lot of people in the strongman world in that have done public shows have done fakey type stuff. But I don't believe that. I believe in doing 100%. So everybody who, you know, I go out of my way to let people inspect the stuff. I always have people come up and try the things and put their hands on them, you know, to see. I let people, you know, if I'm bending a spike, I'll hand it to you. Here, give it a shot, big boy. See what's up. And they all think that, you know, everybody thinks they're tough until you try it. And it's not, and it's okay, you know. Although I will say this, I've never had anybody walk up and legitimately, you know, bend the spike or whatever. Once in a while, you get somebody who goes nuts and puts a little wobble in it, but nobody does it the first time because it's a practice, it's a training issue,
right?
You know, but yeah, once in a while you get that, and then you know you get the same questions. What you get legitimate questions from parents. What can I do? As well as you know, you get my kid would never bully, or my kid's been bullied, or I mean, you know, you just kind of got to meet people where they are, because everybody's in the middle of their own situation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, they really are. They're all in the middle of their own whatever experience they're coming from. They're bringing to you.
Have you ever had a kid come up to you and reveal something that required you to go to the head of the school and say, "Look, you know, this child told me his dad is doing this to him, you know, beating him, or mom is doing this," and really, you know, I can't just go home now and act like I didn't hear it.
Yeah, a couple of times. Yeah, I've had a couple of situations where I've gone to the school, gone back to them and said, "Hey, are you aware? You know, do you know, I mean, I'm seeing this happening," or, you know, I've had kids write, my kid wrote me a letter about, a three-page letter about the bullying that was taking place, and, you know, and once in a while, you know, a couple times I've done it and the school was aware already, and once or twice that they weren't. They didn't know, you know, they didn't, and which is, you know, of all the travel and the craziness, if you can help somebody like that, that really is kind of a fulfilling thing or a, you know, that's a kind of a payback for the whole, for the 40,000 miles a year and the 200 days on the road. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah, you do travel a lot, huh?
Yeah, a lot. Although I'm gonna scale back a little bit this year just to spend a little more time with my family. We're doing a little different setup. Three of the last 4 years, I've done a full-time tour, which means I spent 9 months on the road. I've been to over 1,000 schools in 44 states.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been outside the U.S.? I mean, Canada seems an easy one, but have you been outside the U.S. and the U.K. or anything like that?
Not to do this. I've been asked to go to Canada and Alaska, but they haven't been confirmed yet, and then so I haven't done this. I've actually been asking the U.K. a little bit, too, but, you know, I think everybody's sort of in the same boat that we are, and which is really the sad thing about this is everybody wants to do it, and most places simply don't have funding.
Right.
You know, and everybody wants to talk about this as a problem. Like, for instance, the county that I live in my home, okay, there is no budget, for zero budget, period, for bullying. Anything that gets done in any kind of a program has to be done off of an individual school's budget if they happen to have a grant or if they happen to have money from a PTA or something. There is no, and a lot of places are like that. They just, nobody, you know. I mean, I'd love to be in the position, and hopefully one day we'll be sponsored in a way by somebody that, you know, or that we can just do it for free. But, and we do say,
I mean, this,
we can,
this is a natural,
absolutely
this,
affordable.
This is a natural for, you know, a large company to get behind you and,
yeah.
Instead of sending, you know, Red Bull or the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to schools, you know, send
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'd love that because I'd love to be able to really get this out to more. I mean, okay, I've literally been, this is kind of a goal in my lifetime. I wanted to do this level of shows and kind of really have a feel for what it was like to be an old-time strongman to
right.
live that way.
Right.
But I've, as much as I've been able to do, it's just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Compared to what is out there, you know what I'm saying?
I
literally have been able to. And this is a huge blessing, man. In 4 years, I've spoken to over 300,000 kids, but that's a 1%, less than 1% of the children in school in America.
We only have about 4 or 5 minutes before the end of the interview. What's the roughest area? Have you ever been to the Bronx, to the Brooklyn, to
oh yeah,
to you know, East LA, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I've been everywhere.
Wow.
I'll tell you where the couple of the roughest ones I went is Detroit and Baltimore.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, dude, Detroit. This is crazy. I did a school in Baltimore, and here's the thing that I talked about leadership in a school. These kids are perfectly behaved. All right, they were literally one of the best audiences I've had. However, I'm looking out the front door of the school, and there's barbed wire, an 8-foot fence with rolled barbed wire across all the way around the school, and 100 yards from the front door of the school is a liquor store and a burnout building and a strip club.
Yeah, that's sad. That's so
sad. Yeah, brutal. But the kids were perfect because their leadership that year had been really, really good. They had changed the way their behavior standards were, and the kids were amazing. But yeah, dude, I've been to some rough I'm not a guy who has sense enough to get real nervous about going into a bad neighborhood, but Detroit made me nervous.
Right. Detroit made me nervous. That's funny. Well, listen, the website is strongerman.com. You can reach out to Bud Jeffries, help him fulfill his dream of reaching more and more children. And really, this is, you know what? You can have all these psychologists and Dr. Phil and Oprah talking about bullying and it's wrong. But when you put a guy like Bud Jeffries in front of a bunch of kids, they immediately fall in love with him because he is empowering. And they look at him and they go, man, this guy is so strong and he's so cool and I wish I was like that and I want to be like that. It's all about role models. Kids want to emulate people. They don't want to listen to people. And that's why this type of an approach to bullying is a much better approach than sitting down with kids and saying, now bullying is wrong. Don't bully. You hurt people's feelings when you bully. Kids don't care about that. They don't care about that at all. But when they see that strength equals not bullying and they want to portray strength, what do you think they're going to do? They're not going to bully. And now, when the bully comes around, they see a weakling, not a strong person. This is magic for kids. So reach out to Bud Jeffries. Go to strongerman.com. Have him speak at one of your groups, maybe camp. Put him in front of kids and help change this whole bullying situation instead of just talking about it. Bud, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me. And I'm going to send you my new book, too, man.
Oh, I'd like that. So now make sure you autograph it to Little Carl. Keep
little
your say, little
I
Carl.
Big Carl, man. Big
keep,
Carl. I'm
keep gonna... your chin up. Keep your chin up, little Carl. That's what you have to say. Bud, thanks a lot, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank
okay.
You.
Strongerman.com. Go there. Check out Bud Jeffries today. Also want to thank Ken O'Neill, TransEvolutionaryFitness.com, and then, of course, John White for coming on and talking to us. And tomorrow's Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the TLAT. The lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening today.
You want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on Super.